The Murph and Andy Show presents 3 with AD.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Thank you for the time today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Where are you? Iowa?
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I shot there in the winter.
In the winter?
In the winter, man. Yeah, and it was cold and tons of snow. But I really liked it. It's just a whole different place.
What did you shoot here in the winter?
I forgot the name of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because everybody here in Iowa knows you as Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did that one, too.
But I was like, that wasn't in the winter, was it?
No.
Did you actually shoot Field of Dreams here in Iowa?
Yeah, in Dyersville.
Yeah. I have a 3-year-old son. I took him up to the Field of Dreams earlier this spring.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you run the bases?
He did, yeah. It's still kind of I went when I was a kid, and now he got to go and run the bases. It's, you know, kind of a pilgrimage for all baseball fans here in Iowa.
Really? How long has it been?
Man, 90.
This fellow's was 91, so that had to be like 88 or...
Yeah, I bet you're right. So, yeah, what, coming up on 30 years.
Wow, that's really nice. And don't they do, like, baseball camps there?
Oh, yeah, yep. And I remember when I was a kid, I went, and there was just, like, a pickup game going on. So, you know, a bunch of kids got to go out and play. And, yeah, it was...
Really?
Yeah, time of my life.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get into this. Shades of Blue is just one season left. It's going to be a good one. It premieres Sunday on NBC. I'm joined by one of the stars, Ray Liotta. Ray, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
What's more fun, playing the cop, playing the bad guy, or playing the cop that's also kind of a bad guy?
The combination. Because he's also extremely paternal in terms of how he is with his crew. He really considers them family. But so to have that kind of camaraderie, but yet still doing bad things. I don't know. It's fun. I never got in a fight in my life. So for me to play these kind of characters is fun.
You have an iconic voice. Do people ask you to, like, leave voicemail messages for them and that sort of a thing?
Yeah, sometimes. Usually kids are like that. What's interesting about Field of Dreams and Goodfellas is that kids will come up because their parents have shown them the movie because they liked it, so they want to turn their kid on to the movies. So I get sometimes 12, 13-year-old kids. I'm saying, what kind of parents do you have? You're like 13 years old. You shouldn't be seeing this movie. But you know what? The kids are so much more sophisticated because of all they got everything at their fingertips now, and all you do is see people just typing away and looking things up.
Here in Iowa, we mentioned it, you'll always be Shoeless Joe Jackson because of Field of Dreams. What role do people most often ask you about? Is it that? Is it Henry Hill? I guess both of them?
No, it's mostly Henry. With Field of Dreams, it's more the whole movie, than not any character in particular. It's just an overall feeling, especially from, you know, fathers and sons, that they... I guess a lot of kids. I think you were saying that you took your kid there.
Yeah,
it's a bonding experience for guys. But I hear from your question, I hear more about Goodfellas.
When you were making that movie, you know, surrounded by Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Martin Scorsese, did you know that this is going to be a big deal? This is really going to be. I mean, it will resonate for decades.
No, I wasn't. It was only the fourth movie for me. I don't even think Field of Dreams had come out when we were filming Goodfellas, and when it first came out, it wasn't some big blockbuster out of the gate. It just slowly crept along until this day, because, you know, like I said, people turn on their kids. Or other people turn on their friends or whoever to the movie. It really has taken on a life of its own.
You garnered a lot of attention earlier in your career for your role in Something Wild. Was that what you consider kind of your big break?
Yeah, that was my first movie, and it definitely opened doors up for me, no question about it, because it was such a flashy bad guy. You know, Jonathan Demme he was just a great director, and he really gave my character just a lot of play. I mean, it definitely was a three-hander, My character comes in the middle of something wild, but yeah, that was my first one.
Well, it's the explosive final season of Shades of Blue. It premieres Sunday on NBC. Ray Liotta, thank you so much for the time today. And next time you come to Iowa, look us up. We'll show you a good time.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.